Podcast. I'm Jackie Best Crow, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. I'm here with David Oshani, our Executive Director, and Nathan DeLong, our Director of Legal and Legislative Services. We're going to be talking about advocacy issues today as we're getting ready for Day at the Statehouse on March 7th. So mid-level providers have been a hot-button issue in Ohio for the past few years. What is the latest on this topic?
Yeah, so as many are aware, the Kellogg Foundation has been funding an effort here in Ohio through a group called the Universal Healthcare Action Network to promote the creation of a new provider called a dental therapist here in Ohio. And this proposal is being marketed as a solution to improving access to care here in Ohio. And the concept would allow a dental therapist with just 3 years of training after high school to engage in a very broad scope of practice. It includes diagnosis, treatment planning, irreversible surgical procedures such as extractions, restorations, as well as administration of local anesthesia and supervision of dental hygienists and dental assistants.
So what's the ODA's stance on this legislation?
The ODA is very concerned about this proposal to create dental therapists in Ohio. Our concern is that it potentially creates two levels of care. Ohio's most vulnerable patients should not be relegated to second-class care by getting the least trained provider. We believe that every patient in Ohio who is receiving a diagnosis, treatment plan, and irreversible surgical procedures should be treated by a trained, licensed dentist, not some under-trained paraprofessional.
So dental therapists are often compared to physician assistants or nurse practitioners, and as we all know, that's not an apples-to-apples comparison. Considering a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner receives at least 6 to 7 years of training, while Senate Bill 98 requires only 3 years of training for dental therapists. Also, procedures authorized for dental therapists under Senate Bill 98 are much more invasive than those authorized for PAs or NPs. Quite simply, 3 years of training is completely inadequate for such a broad scope of practice, including irreversible surgical procedures.
We're also concerned that this proposal is being painted as a solution to access to dental care, when we know in those jurisdictions that have tried dental therapists, access to care has not improved in those areas. We also know what does improve access to dental care. Reforming the Medicaid system, loan repayment that creates incentives for dentists to provide care in underserved areas, and a focus on prevention. We know that most dental disease is preventable. So why not focus our resources on promoting and extending prevention services as opposed to creating more fixers? So these are some of the discussions that we want to have with legislators so they understand the broad array of issues that are created by trying to create a new provider as opposed to focusing on solutions that we know in other jurisdictions have actually improved access to care.
And a perfect opportunity for member dentists to advocate for this issue before policymakers is at the ODA's Day at the Statehouse on March 7th, so I encourage you to register for the Day at the Statehouse and come to Columbus to advocate for this issue.
What's the status of Senate Bill 98 right now?
The Senate Health, Human Services, and Medicaid Committee recently held a hearing on February 6th for proponent testimony, so that gave proponents of the dental therapist proposal an opportunity to advocate for that position.
So legislators heard during that hearing an array of arguments that basically revolved around the fact that some care is better than no care. And what we want to take the opportunity during Day at the Statehouse to have dentists explain the complexity of diagnosing, preparing treatment plans, and delivering care, and that it's not something that can be done in a vacuum by someone who is just trained in a particular procedure or two. It's a comprehensive approach to providing dental care, and only a dentist can provide those comprehensive services. And that's the focus that we want to have during Day at the Statehouse is, if we're truly going to address access to dental care, let's explore strategies that focus on getting our most vulnerable citizens into a dental home where they're being seen by a dentist. And then also, let's extend prevention as far as we can in the state of Ohio, so instead of fixing dental disease, we're stopping it before it even starts.
So you guys have talked a little bit about some examples of successful ways to improve access to care. Is there any legislation right now at the Statehouse related to improving access to care?
So the ODA supports House Bill 184, which was an effort from the ODA's Task Force on Auxiliary Utilization and Access to Care, and developed out of collaboration amongst that task force, and was introduced mid-2017 by Representatives Teresa Gavarone out of Bowling Green and Anthony DeVitas out of Green, or close to Akron.
House Bill 184, Jackie, has a number of interesting provisions that we think will help address access to care. The current Dental Practice Act was really developed in the 1980s and has not been significantly updated with regard to the use of technology. And technologies have emerged over the last couple of decades that allow for the extension of dental care through teledentistry. And so one thing that House Bill 184 does is update Ohio's law to recognize the use of technology and that care can be extended and delivered by dental auxiliaries while a dentist can do a diagnosis and treatment plan through the use of technology, including intraoral cameras and portable digital x-rays. So it's exciting to update the Ohio dental statutes to make sure that they're allowing dentists and dental clinics to utilize the latest technology to extend care into remote underserved areas.
So in addition to the provisions related to teledentistry, House Bill 184 would also direct the creation of a proposal for Choose Ohio First scholarships for dental school. To be eligible for these scholarships, the recipient would be required to practice dentistry for not less than 4 years upon graduation from dental school in a dental resource shortage area in Ohio and treat Medicaid patients.
House Bill 184 also makes changes to Ohio's laws related to licensure to ensure that the Ohio State Dental Board is accepting the results of all regional clinical exams. That will further enhance licensure portability so that dentists want to relocate into Ohio will have that opportunity without significant barriers.
And lastly, House Bill 184 would also make other changes to Ohio's laws to reduce barriers for existing dental team members, including hygienists as well as expanded function dental assistants, to provide prevention services in most settings, including nursing homes, schools, and other public health settings.
I think that's an important aspect to stress, Nathan. The Ohio Dental Association has never been against the expansion of scopes of duties where it makes sense. We believe that in Ohio we should be utilizing the existing team to the fullest extent of their training and their capabilities, and when it comes to prevention services, we believe that dental hygienists and expanded function dental assistants ought to be able to go into various community settings, public health settings, and provide prevention services. But where the dental therapy bill goes well beyond what we're comfortable with is when an undertrained person is doing irreversible surgical procedures. And so our bill, House Bill 184, is, in our mind, a more appropriate approach to extending care to underserved populations, as opposed to creating the potential for jeopardy by having someone undertrained doing irreversible surgical procedures. So on March 7th, it creates the opportunity to draw the difference between utilizing the existing team to extend prevention services throughout Ohio versus lowering the standard of care through the creation of some new dental therapy provider who is not adequately trained.
So the third issue we have going on right now is non-covered services. What does this mean and what's going on at the State House right now?
So the ODA continues to support non-covered services legislation, which would prohibit dental insurance plans from setting fees for dental services the insurance company doesn't cover for enrollees. 39 other states have already passed this legislation and prohibit this behavior by insurance companies. So this legislation here in Ohio that the ODA is supporting would do the same. And currently there are two bills, one in the House and one in the Senate. The first, Senate Bill 87, was introduced last spring by Senators Bob Hackett and Matt Huffman. And then there's a companion bill, House Bill 367, which was introduced in the fall in the House by Representatives Anthony DeVitas, along with 11 co-sponsors. The ODA continues to fight for this critical legislation despite significant opposition, specifically from dental insurers, some unions, as well as the Ohio Chamber of Commerce. So this is something that many members are invested in, an issue that many members call the ODA about frequently to ask about the status. And again, on March 7th, this is a perfect opportunity for members to meet with their legislators and discuss the impact that this legislation can have on dentists, their practices, as well as your patients.
So day at the State House will be March 7th, and dentists will have an opportunity to meet with their legislators. And how will the ODA be preparing dentists for these meetings?
So the ODA tries to make it as easy as possible for members to attend this event and advocate on behalf of our issues. So a number of things. One, we host a conference call the week prior to day at the State House to make sure everyone's briefed on the issues, comfortable with the issues, as well as comfortable meeting with their legislators. We also assist ahead of time in helping members set up your meetings with legislators. And then the day of the event, we open the day with a legislative briefing by the ODA's advocacy team and provide, again, another briefing on the issues that we'll be discussing with legislators, as well as tips on those meetings. So throughout the morning, members will be meeting with their own legislators from their district. We host a lunch at noon, and then followed by another legislative briefing in the afternoon in case certain members are only able to make it to the afternoon versus the morning session.
So on March 7th, it really does create an opportunity for our members to participate in the legislative process. Dentistry is a wonderful profession and creates many opportunities for our members, but it is also a heavily regulated profession. And there are special interests that don't necessarily have dentists or their patients' best interest in mind. For example, the dental therapy bill, Senate Bill 98, is being promoted by a big dollar interest group. The Kellogg Foundation has put significant amounts of money into promoting the concept of dental therapy across the country, including here in Ohio. Similarly, the non-covered services concept to allow insurers to tell dentists what they can charge for dental services that the third-party payer is not even covering. Those large, big dollar insurance companies oppose our bill to prevent dental insurers from engaging in those tactics. How can we as a profession protect the interests of our patients and of the dental profession if we don't advocate for ourselves? There are special interests on the other side, like the Kellogg Foundation, like the large insurance companies, who are trying to dictate how dental care is delivered in Ohio, and we believe it should be the dentists in Ohio who are directing how dental care is provided in this state. And March 7th is your opportunity as dentists in Ohio to ensure that dental care in Ohio continues to be delivered in a safe and quality manner, free from unnecessary interference from third parties. So I encourage you to attend Day at the State House on March 7th. And you'll have a good experience engaging in the process of legislative advocacy. It truly is one of those days where you have the opportunity to direct the future of your profession. And if you don't do it, who will?
So Day at the State House will be March 7th, and if you would like to register, you can do so at oda.org/events or call the ODA at 800-282-1526. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.